Being enlightened is no longer enough. You must apply. Being willing is no longer acceptable. You must do. Make it count.
This one is for the hip-hop heads. They know who I am. I ain't one of these kid gamers, I play to win. I'm old enough now to call my girls lady friends. High Rhapsody, the way I raise this pen, cock a name, what's his name, is something they'll never say again. High Rhapsody, we can sit on the phone forever, fighting makeup, discussing whoever flow is better. Bye Rhapsody, and let's get back to the show. Ain't gotta ask who, you already know. It's Flint.
What is TWS Podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant with the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS Podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like it's the end.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. Hi, Rhapsody. I want to welcome you especially to another episode of the What Is TWS Podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, and I am representing the White Pants Society. Welcome to episode 129, I believe, somewhere. I'm up there. I don't know. Oh, man. Let's see. All right. Circumstances surrounding this recording. I'm recording this Sunday morning before the Redskins-Cowboy game. I just want to get this done before that. Depending on the outcome of that game, it might fuck up the rest of my day and I not be able to do anything. So I'm trying to get the episode done, get something out to the people. Let's talk about a few things. And then I can get on to the game and probably the depression that will follow. All right, so to get going, the other night I was watching one of my favorite movies of all time. I'm a huge Michael Cera fan. And Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist is like, is up there with like The Usual Suspects, and I think like Dogma is like my favorite movies, literally of all time. There is something about like the lives of, I guess, young privileged white kids that fascinates me, man. Like it's, I don't know, I'm fascinated by that movie. I could watch it every day, and then it's like the white preppy version of. Brown Sugar, like it's like a music love story, but it takes place over the course of a single night, and it just shows you what, you know, people on the other side can get into in the course of a night. I guess there's a little bit of jealousy in there for me. I wish I, you know, I had that kind of life and would have been able to experience things like that as a teenager and just like had that kind of freedom and go out and do and see shit. So yeah, I love that movie. I was watching it the other night. I can't remember the girl's name, but she plays on that other show about the two waitresses. I can't remember nothing. I don't know the names of shows, nothing like that. But yeah, she's definitely getting added to the celebrity top five spouses list. Actually, she might go on as a honorable mention, because I think right now my top five celebrity spices. All right, we can say spices. My top five celebrity spices would be. Rhapsody. Like, this is not gonna stop rap. Like, we just need to have a conversation. If I could just, like, talk to you, it'd be dope. Anyway, moving on. Let's see what else is going on today. Man, I know in the past I've discussed my other, you know, fascination or current obsession is the whole idea of the bidet thing. You know, the little, bathroom attachment that like squirts water up your booty after you poop to clean yourself. Like, I don't know why I'm so fascinated behind the idea. Like, maybe I don't feel so fresh all the time. I don't know, but like, it's just something like I feel like I gotta see if it's a new level of clean or whatever. And then now they're having like all of these consumer level products around, you know, bidets and stuff that you can buy and attach to your own toilet seat. Like, it seems like it's so attainable right now. Like, I just gotta try it. And then I actually ran across this ad the other day for a portable bidet, and it's crazy because the ad is just about like all the different places that people poop, and then like being able to have this pretty much squirt bottle to kind of, you know, squirt water up your ass after you're done to make sure you're clean. It's a genius like marketing idea. Like, it's a genius product idea because it's pretty much just a squirt bottle, but if you sell it as a portable bidet, all of a sudden you can charge a little extra for it. So, man, I'm probably gonna add that. I think I've put the video out there on the Facebook channel, but you know, I was looking at the little bidet attachments that run somewhere around like, you know, $200-$300. I'm expecting this squirt bottle to be pretty cheap. I'm also thinking I could just like, I don't know, you know, paperclip and duct tape my own portable bidet together with a squirt bottle, and maybe that'll be my intro. I'll keep you guys posted on how all that works. Let's see, what else? Speaking of, you know, Nick and Nora and privilege, I saw another video the other day about the P word. Like, there was a confrontation between a black guy and a white guy, and the white guy kept saying, like, did you just call me the P word? Did you just call me the P word? And I was, like, on the edge of my seat, like, fascinated and interested. Like, I need to know, what is the P word? Like, I know all the other words. Like, what is the P word? What did he possibly call this guy? Turns out the P word is privilege. I guess that's an insult now. Like, you're not supposed to say that to certain white folks. So just be on high alert. Just know what's out there. Like, don't be out there calling the P word. Don't be out there calling people the P word. The P word could be people. It's deep shit. Anyway, don't be out there calling people the P word. Don't expect to get a response. Like, they real sensitive about that right now. All right. And then following along that sort of trend of the racial topics, this is going to be a short episode. I'm moving too fast. But we had the Walmart Wendy thing. I don't know if you guys have seen this video. It's basically some lady in a Walmart parking lot calling the police on what she believes is an illegal in the parking lot. She wants the police to come, like, I guess, come pick him up, like, right there. Like, he's in a uniform. I think he was an electrician, you know, contractor working on something there in the Walmart parking lot, and she saw him come out the bushes, and like, she believes he stole the uniform and like stole the truck, and he's from Mexico, and like, it's crazy. I gotta believe she was on something. Like, I hate to be the one like coming up with excuses for racism, but I gotta believe that this was like substance fueled racism or something, like, because her arguments were just so crazy. You know, like, a passerby is explaining to her who this dude is, and that he knows he works, you know, on this project. He works over there with this company. And, you know, he starts letting her know that the things that she's saying are pretty racist. And she's like, you know, you can't call me a racist. My father's black. And then I think it moved to, I got a nephew who's Italian. He was Italian something and aloha. Like, I don't know what aloha is. Maybe she don't know how to say. I don't know how to say it either, so I'm not going to say it, but maybe she don't know how to say what she was trying to say, and all she could think of was aloha. But, yeah, Walmart Wendy, we really are reaching the end of these alliteration names for, you know, racist white folks calling the cops on people for random everyday activities. I don't know what the next one is going to be, but, yeah, she pretty much wanted this guy taken away because... he stole somebody's uniform, was doing somebody's job, and she didn't like it. I don't know. Oh, man. I was like, is that where we at now? Like, we worried about people, like, I guess you're literally stealing jobs. Like I'm just going to catch you in the middle of the street, jab you in the back of the head, and take your uniform and your job. Like, it's that easy? Like, if I just put on your uniform, I got your job, and now they're going to pay me and put my name on the paycheck. Now I got paperwork. I'm legit. Like, it's that simple. All you need is a uniform. But it got to come. You can't just go buy it. It got to come off of somebody. You got to, like, chloroform somebody in an alleyway and get the uniform, and then you be straight. This is coming directly from Wendy, from Walmart Wendy. These are not my words. Not my thoughts. I'm just relaying the message. You know, privilege is the new P word. Don't go out there running around with it. And if you're really trying to become, you know, legal in this country, just steal a uniform off somebody and do their job. These are the beliefs held by white folks these days. You know, it's their beliefs that matter. Anyway, I want to get back to the AB thing, because Antonio Brown, I would say he's having the worst week ever, but he seems pretty fucking bulletproof right now. Like, he really can do anything, and it's not an issue. And I'm not saying, like, all right, so, you know, he got, we have the sexual assault allegations that came out against Antonio Brown. This is after, you know, telling his boss he was going to punch him in the face and calling him a cracker and getting released and getting picked up by the Patriots, and apparently going to play this week and be a major focus of their offense. But in between all this, he also has a sexual assault allegation out there. And, you know, we in cancel culture. We in the whole Me Too movement. I'm surprised he still has a job. You know, I was kind of campaigning last week that we need to be, you know, worried about this, because if he can get away with calling his boss a cracker at the job, everybody know about it, and then pretty much end up in the situation he wanted to end up in at the end of the day, going to the Patriots, going to a contender, and possibly going to get a ring at the end of the year. Like, we setting some dangerous precedents. But now this just seems to be par for the course for the NFL. You know, they're proving that if they believe you're talented enough and valuable enough, there's not much they won't overlook. And so this is pretty dangerous, you know, territory. They're telling us what their priorities are, what they prioritize over other things. You know, we saw Michael Vick, you know, have his issues. And, I mean, we're talking years later, people didn't want him to ever touch a football ever again. And then, you know, we see Plaxico Burress, you know, shoot himself and have to spend some time in jail before he could get back into the league. And then we've seen Ben Roethlisberger get away with, you know, what he's accused of getting away with. We got Ray Rice, you know, punching his fiance in the elevator. It's not funny, but it's funny. Punching his fiance in the elevator, and you know, he pretty much blackballed from the league. And then now we got AB, you know, pretty much doing whatever he wants to do and still getting to play. And it's not looking good. You know, the precedent that's being set is not one I think that people should just sit back and accept, because it's going to go left on us real quick. You know, you can be a rapist. You can be, I don't know, you can have sexual assault allegations. You can, you know, you can make racially inflammatory statements to your boss in the league, and that's not a problem. But, you know, kneel or touch a dog and fuck you for life. Like, again, so far we're laying down what's important right now. We got the P word, we got stealing jobs, and then, you know, obviously kneeling in dogs. So just stay on your P's and Q's. Don't fall into any traps in these situations. And maybe, just maybe, we'll be all right. I got to get my phone back up. What else did I want to talk about? All right. So then I want to get to the crux, the one I want to talk about today. And it kind of encapsulates this whole issue. I was on the bus the other day. I do all my best thinking on the bus or the toilet, but I don't have a bidet, so I typically default to the bus. And I'm going through, like, the UT campus down here, so it's a lot of young people, a lot of young women, and I'm seeing this trend, and it's not a new trend. I think it's just something I didn't see a whole lot of until I got to Texas. But basically, it's like, you know, wearing the long T-shirt with the short shorts so that it almost looks like you don't have nothing on under the T-shirt. And, you know, it's only a concern for me because I have a almost 4-year-old daughter. She's about to go into school, and I'm preparing myself for the moment when she wants to dress like the people around her. And this seems to be socially acceptable to look like you ain't got no pants on in public, and it's not cool to me. So I'm in my head, and I'm having this discussion with myself, and it was getting down to, like, you know, what you should be able to do or what you shouldn't be able to do. And that triggered a memory from rehab where I'm learning about this whole idea of the shoulds and living in this world of shoulds. And the thing is that should isn't real. You know, something is what it is or it isn't. what it isn't. What it should be is a nice concept, but it's not real. It's not something you can live in. You can't live in the shoulds. And we actually, and it pissed me off at rehab, like, you couldn't say should. Like, anytime you said, you know, you should, or I should, or we should, or they should, like, somebody was going to stop you and be like, should? And, like they didn't hear anything else you said. You just said the word should. So now we got to stop and reboot the whole conversation. Like, I could say you're supposed to, and that was cool. I just couldn't say you should. But anyway, starting to realize that it wasn't so much semantics that they were trying to get you to focus on. It was really making me aware of how often I look at situations based on what, quote unquote, they should be. And that's almost irrelevant. It is what it is, or it isn't what it isn't. But what it should be really doesn't matter. You can aspire to make it that, but if it's not that, it's not that. And you can't make it that just by telling it that it should be that. And so I want to do this on the show if anybody's ever interested. I want to, like, have a debate. See if two people can have a debate and not use that word. Like, if that's the only rule in the debate is that you cannot say should. Like, I want to see where the debate would go. Because you can't live in the shoulds. You can't. They would call it in rehab shouldn't all over yourself. So, yeah, I was on the bus just shouldn't myself, and nobody was any the wiser. It was the perfect moment for a bidet. Perfect. Oh, man, but that's, I don't know, man. I think that's really all I got for this week. Man, for the rest of the time, we could talk about Rhapsody if y'all cool with that. I don't know. Like I said, I'm still in this really creative space. I've been writing a lot. I wonder how many of you are going to get the intro, where that came from, what the inspiration behind it was. I know Rhapsody gets it. I know you get it. And I'm just saying. Hi, Rhapsody. I'm just saying. Anyway, man, my daughter is in D.C. for the week. They went back home. So I haven't been able to see her for a while. I'm missing her. I'm trying to think of a project for her and I to do when she gets back. I like to do things with my daughter that, like, leave an end product behind that she has to, like, something tangible that she has to, like, remind her of me when I can't be around, since I'm not around as much as I used to be. So I want to plant something. If anybody got any ideas about, like, a easy plant-based project for a three-year-old, holla at your boy, Flan at whatistws.com. But anyway, working on the website, that'll be back up. The book is still in the works. I don't know, maybe I'll do some music too. I have no idea. The creative ideas are flowing. And I seem to have a hell of a support system. Once again, shout to Jay and Pod Dealers Network for all of their support. Oh man, you know what I did the other day? I went out scooting again. I went out scooting with a friend. Me and a friend went scooting. And I realized that I had my scooter on eco mode. So I was trying to go up these hills, and the scooter was struggling. It was struggling. And so I realized I had it on eco mode. I took it off eco mode, old mode. Shit, eco mode. And that thing goes now. It goes. And so I had my first official wipeout on the scooter. I really fucked myself up. Like, my ribs hurt. I got this, like, huge, like, slash on my calf. But I think it's one of them, you know, Cat Williams, if you ride, you gonna fall type situations. And I finally fell. It hurt. I broke the skin, but it's over with. I'm gonna keep scooting. But I guess that's another, you know, fun safety tip. Scoot with a friend so that if you ever do, you know, have to bail out mid-scoot, you got somebody to check on you. So I'm gonna keep y'all up to date on my scooting, on the book. My roommates are starting to populate the common area again, so yeah, you can hear it. Here comes the noise. I guess they're telling me to, you know, shut the fuck up and end this podcast episode. Nah, you good, Andrew. You good. Nah, you good. You good, Mark. Everybody, that was Andrew. That's Mark. I got Robert and Colton in here, too. They just came back from a meeting, so time for me to be a good roommate, get back to life in a sober home. I did some service work the other day that was dope. I was able to go to a rehab and talk to other guys there about living in Oxford houses and things like that. And that was really fulfilling, really dope. So life is good. Hope life is good for you. As always, be safe and be the light. And, man, I'm about to ignore my roommates and rock out for a bit. Hope y'all rock with me. All right, peace.